was struck by Zacchaeus in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 19. Really, in a way, he was demonstrating to us what it means to search for Jesus. He knew he was there, but he couldn't see because he was too short. And being too short, he was really starting to get fairly desperate to see Jesus. Now, that's the first step for us, is that we are in search of Jesus, each of us, every day. And to let Jesus be a part of our lives every day. That calls us to be a people of prayer. And it calls us to be a people of the Word of God. And it calls us and the people to be people of the Eucharist, to receive his body and his blood in our lives. And then it calls us and invites us to really be people who minister to one another, who love one another, who care for one another. And so as the gospel continues, we hear Zacchaeus, being fairly creative, climbs a sycamore tree. And you can imagine this little guy hanging from a branch, and Jesus is passing by. And Jesus sees him. I mean, that's the other key. You got a crowd around Jesus. But Jesus sees him. And Jesus also sees what he needs. And the same thing is true for us, because Jesus sees us. And he knows what we need, even when we're hanging from a branch. Okay? He loves us that much. And so he calls him down. Come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. Whoa! Can you imagine? They had never met. And we who have met Jesus in one way or another, he's coming to our house. He's coming to our house. And the invitation is one for us to open our hearts to him. And Jesus say, I must stay at your house. And he came down with joy in his heart. And it's really quite a moment. People around him began to grumble and say, he's going to eat with sinners. He's going to eat with sinners. That has us covered, by the way. We're good with that. He's coming to eat with us. We are sinners, but he's coming to eat with us. And that's really what's happening in this Eucharist right now. He's coming to eat with us. He's coming to love us that way. And Zacchaeus in that moment realizes that it's really an encounter, a powerful encounter with Jesus Christ. And he says, behold, Lord, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. That's the beginning for him to really be converted, to be in love with Jesus Christ, to let go of what was causing him to separate himself from God's love. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I will repay it four times over. That's conversion, contrition, and reconciliation, all at once. And that's the invitation for us. As we meet him every day, it's a call to conversion. It's a call to fall in love with him again, new, fresh. And if we've committed any sins, to bring them to him and let him bring healing and peace to us and bring forgiveness to us. Because he's coming to our house. He's coming to our house. And that is the gift of the gospel today. And to hear him say to us in our house of faith, today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. He's coming for us. Out of love, he's coming for us. And he wants us to share his love always, forever, forever, forever. Wow. In a very real way, Father Emmanuel comes to you as a shepherd. And he's going to be a sign to you of Jesus passing by. And he's going to bring to you the healing and forgiveness of Jesus in reconciliation, the sacrament of penance, confession. And he's going to bring to you, each time he celebrates Mass, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And when he baptizes the super little pixies that I met as we're coming into church today, he's going to be inviting them to walk with Jesus the rest of their lives with you and with him. And then as he witnesses your marriages and shares in the joy of your love together, and as he anoints those who are ill or sick in any way, he will share God's great love for you. And from this very pulpit, he will preach the word of God to you and share the word of God with you and lift up the love of Christ to you. So it is with great joy that we now do the formal ceremony of him being your pastor. And yes, this is the moment when he signs his life away to me and to you. And so, let us pray during this Eucharist that Jesus may say to all of us, salvation has come to this house. Amen. Amen.